Chase and Big Joe, brought to you by Riggle Realty Group. We're live today at the Opryland Hotel, the AFCA, the American Football Coaches Association, their annual convention. And our man Nick Frazier, Dr. Crane, is back at the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. As we do every Monday, and it's been a while. We haven't had a Monday show. We talked to Brett Kern, former Titans punter. He's on the line with us. Brett, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing fantastic. Just trying to figure out what Amy Adams Strunk and the Tennessee Titans are going to do moving forward. But let's start yesterday. An awesome effort by the Titans. They get the win. They knock Jacksonville off and keep Jacksonville out of the playoffs. And if it in fact was Derrick Henry's final game at Nissan Stadium as a Titan, he went out in a blaze of glory, looking awesome, like we can always remember the king in that way. What a performance by him.
Yeah, I really hope that's not his last game as a Titan. I think you and I were texting yesterday during the game of, you know, making a case is that's why you keep him. You know, if you get an offensive line in front, you know, that does what they did yesterday. You kind of stay out of obvious passing situations, which is, you know, easier said than done. But, you know, if you stay out of those situations and you got the run game going, it kind of opens up that play action pass. And that just kind of – yesterday kind of reminded me of that 2019, the Titans, you know, in 2019 when we were rolling and, you know, went up to New England and won at Baltimore. It was just one of those where you relied on Derek and, you know, you throw it in Tajay a little bit. Just that mix to Derek's power and the game that he has, and allows Tannehill to, you know, go out and you know, it's not like he threw for 300 yards or anything like that, but you don't need that. He's efficient.
Right.
You know, and he did what he needed to do, and it was a really good win. And I think we talked yesterday too about, would you rather be the Titans? You know, I they didn't have the season they wanted to, but it just seems like there's enough parity in the sense of really anybody could have won the division this year. And I think even the Titans could have, you know, if you got a little bit more consistent play like you did yesterday. You know, would you rather be the Titans who just knocked the team out of the playoffs, or, you know, would you rather be Jacksonville who really kind of squandered the division, right? And now you have to go into the offseason really just kind of in a depressed state, where at least the Titans, you know, you kind of have a little bit of hope, but there's obviously a lot of uncertainty that comes with that.
Yeah, and with Derek, I mean, look, he had a great – if it's a send-off, it was an awesome send-off. You know, talk to the fans and then in his press conference. But I thought he did a really good job of basically saying the goodbye with also saying, yeah, you know, if it's right, I'll come back. And so it's kind of open on what exactly happens there. Everybody will say it's a business, and they understand that it's a business. You went through it not long ago of just the business part of it. And then they brought you back. You retired a Titan. You have all that. But I know how tough it has to be, you know, to look at it. He's been here 8 years. And if this is the end, even though it could be fun for him to go out and experience free agency and sign on with a contender and all of that, there's still the human aspect to it that I think people lose sight of.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, I tell people that the business of the NFL is undefeated. I don't think there's really ever a time where a player comes out on top, right? And it's just, that's just how it works, right? Yeah. But, you know, for Derek, I mean, he poured 8 years of his career. He's only been a Titan, right? What he's contributed to the city, to the fan base, to the organization. You know, I sent him a text last night that I just said, hey, man, I appreciate it that my kids can look up to you, right? That's not the case for every NFL player, but my kids, they love Derek. Derek's always been super kind, goes out of his way to talk to them and so many other people, right? That's just the kind of guy he is. So, you know, I'm sure there's probably an inner struggle of just knowing what he's done here and for the city and what he's done for this franchise. And then, you know, going somewhere else, like it's not easy. Like, and the grass isn't always greener on the other side per se. But you're going to a different city. It's a totally different staff, new people, new routines, all that kind of stuff. And sometimes that can throw you for a little bit too. But, you know, I think for him, if, you know, yesterday was his last game as a Titan, I mean, that's just, you know, he went out with an incredible game. Obviously, I think, the main reason why they won the game.
Former Titans punter Brett Kern with us here on the Chasing Big Joe show. How should Titans fans remember Ryan Tannehill and his tenure here?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people with a lot of different feelings on Ryan. You know, for me personally, you know, I would say if Ryan's not back in any way, shape, or form, you know, Ryan, you know, my locker was next to his for the whole time, you know, that I was a Titan with him. So it's what, 4 years. And I could say that he's probably one of the toughest guys that I've ever been around. He would come in on a Monday and to kind of see what he was going through post game, the things that were hurting, the things that, was bothering him with his body. And he would never use it as an excuse, never use it as a crutch. He would just go on and do his business. And, he was, like I said, probably the toughest guy that I've really played against, just to see his work ethic and everything like that. And so I just think that, you know, as Titans fans, just appreciate what he's given. You know, he's done a lot of good things, really good guy. And so he's, you know, obviously you go to the AFC Championship game, won us a lot of games, kept us in a lot of games. And yeah, there's some ups and downs. People can, you know, you can look at the negative of everybody that you watch on TV or anything like that. But really, he's class A player. And if he's not back, I just, you know, wish him the best and know that he did a lot for this city and for this organization, just like Derek.
You're one of the few that can say you played for every head coach that the Titans have had, all the way back to Jeff Fisher. But you spent a good chunk of time with Mike Vrabel. There are rumors surrounding him on, you know, whether he wants to be back, if he wants to go to New England, do they want him back? You know, various reports out there. Why should Mike Vrabel remain the head coach of the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that Vrabel has a unique way of, I mean, yesterday I'm watching the game, right? And I'm looking kind of on special teams, offense, defense, what the Titans went through, 83 guys this year, which is the most in the NFL, which is a lot. And it's kind of a reoccurring theme, but you find a way to take these guys that really are looking for an opportunity. They just want a chance to go out and play. And he has a way of motivating these guys to go play football. And so it's a unique ability that he has. And so, you know, we've had a lot of success under Vrabel, you know, and I just think that obviously it's just a matter of, can he get the guys that he wants, you know, the players that he wants to kind of run, to kind of do what he wants to do, to be successful. I don't know if, I don't know what's going on with him or Ran or anything like that, or the relationship that they have. I don't think anybody will ever know that. Right. And so, sure. I think it's just a matter of getting the guys that he wants, the players that he wants, to run what he wants to do and to be successful.
Well, it is certainly going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out. I'm sure a lot will change between now and the next time we talk, but we will see. That is for sure. Appreciate it, Brett.
Yep, absolutely. Have a good one.
Talk to you soon. Brett Kern, former Titans punter, joining us every Monday at 9:30, getting his thoughts on everything with the two-tone blue. We'll react to some of that and also get you updated on some of the news. Plus, there was something that Ryan Tannehill said after the game yesterday, talking about going rogue, that Joe and I are going to get into coming up next.
I got burned on Twitter by that. Well, I don't care, man.
I have not said how I feel one way or another
right.
yet. So I've saved it for the show. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.